Last time, I described how we passed a call to the Force.com REST API through QL.io, a declarative, data retrieval and aggregation gateway for quickly consuming HTTP API.ids created by eBay's platform engineering group. In this blog entry, I'll explain how we used QL.io to mash up the Force.com REST API with Google's geocoding API. We wanted to create a web service that, given an account name, returned its billing address in the usual form, for example, 1 Market Street, San Francisco, California 94105, USA, and as latitude/longitude coordinates. The QL.io docs provided a table definition for the Google Geocoding API, to which we added a test query. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We plugged this into the QL.io console, click here to try it yourself, and got a whole bunch of information. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We extracted just the data we needed by being more specific in our query. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Yielding. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now this worked just great for 1 Market Street, SF, but we noticed that some addresses gave us more than we wanted. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Looking at the full output from the select query on this address, omitted here, but visible in the QL.io console by clicking this link, we saw that there are multiple locations that match this address. In this case, it's because this is a fictitious address on a demo account, but we wanted to handle the possibility that Google would return multiple coordinates for any given account address. QL.io provides a monkey patch mechanism that allowed us to do just this. Running the QL.io server locally, we defined the following patch in a file, geocode.js, in the tables directory. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. So, if Google returns more than one set of coordinates, we simply take the first. Now we modified our table definition to use the patch and saved it as google.geocode.ql, also in the tables directory. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now the same query returns a single result. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Next, we turned our attention to getting the relevant account. Based on the earlier work to retrieve all accounts, we quickly developed a table definition to return the relevant fields from a single account, given its name. We saved this as force.account.ql in our tables directory. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That query parameter looks pretty complex, but if we run it through a URL decoder, all becomes clear. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now we set up an ad hoc query in our console by defining authorization and instance underscore URL, and providing name in the where clause. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now we needed to mash up those two services. This is really where QL.io comes into its own. It allows SQL-like joins of two tables. In our case, a little documentation reading and experimentation led to skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The final step was to define a route to expose the query as a web service. We saved this as account.ql in our server's routes directory. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now we could query the server using curl from the command line, passing instance underscore URL and authorization as HTTP headers as before. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. With the result, formatted for clarity. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. A successful mashup. In the third and final part of this series, we'll explore user-defined functions and see how they allow us to augment the functionality of an existing web service, filtering chatter posts on the body field. Watch this space.